Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 6, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released February 28, 2003.
Nazarene, we reported recently that you have discontinued your haunting of the White House and Mr. and Mrs. Bush. Why?
There comes a time, Alora, when the effort that you are putting forth is receiving so little return that it makes no sense to continue the effort anymore. We wish so much that the President and First Lady had responded to us fully and taken on the jobs that God had given them freely and lovingly and done God's will, and they would have done marvelous and incredible things and accomplished great wonders, and people would have been amazed by what they were able to do. But they are still held in the traditions of man. They love the traditions of man more than they love me and more than they love God, and they don't want to disappoint their friends by turning against some of the things that they believe in so deeply. So they have given up the glory that God has given them and simply turned away from it and refused to take it. And we simply cannot waste our time anymore. We have many, many other things to do, and now some exciting work with you and Demetrius that we feel that we should be putting more effort into, because it will bring us far more benefit and bring the needs of the kingdom of God before the public more than anything else. So we're simply going to do those and forsaking those that will not do what we ask them to do. It's as simple as that, Alora. When you're getting no response, it's senseless to keep trying.
Ah, that's too bad, Nazarene. I wish so much they'd listened. They seem like such nice, good, smart people.
That's a real sadness, Alora, because that's just what they are.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett-Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. This machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back, thanks to an interview with the Jay Thomas Show, The Energy Kicked Back Up, and Jesus is back after his long absence. Nazarene, the first question I have to ask is, what was it like when you were unconscious and recovering from your wounds? We were all worried.
We must send our sincere thanks, Alora, to Mr. Thomas for this increased energy source which has been so beneficial to us. But it is very hard for me to describe what you were asking me to describe, because it was like I was in total darkness, complete and total darkness. And every once in a while, I would come upon strands of light, and some of those strands of light would be broken, and I would put them back together, and then I would wander again in this total darkness and come to other strands of light, and some of them would be broken, and I would put them back together. I believe what actually was happening was I was within my own soul and repairing the damage that was caused by my wounds. But it is a very strange experience, Alora. And then after I'd done this quite a bit, every once in a while there would be a light and I would wake up and find myself in my room beside my wife, and I would chat for a few minutes with everyone, and then I would go back to sleep again, and I would be in the darkness again and go through the same process. And this went on day after day, hour after hour, until I was finally totally conscious. But it is a weird experience, Alora.
That sure is weird, Nazarene. Working with your father was very interesting, but it's great to have you back and to be saying your name again.
It's good to be back. I might be immortal, but I'm not invulnerable. That hurt. That really hurt.